Have Christians forgotten Christ in Christmas? Christmas is a combination of the Mass of Christ instituted by the Catholic Church and a mixture of ancient pagan and modern customs. But did you know that Christmas is not in the Bible and Christ's original followers didn't keep it? Why should you keep it? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind them.
Welcome to the Good News program, presented by the publishers of the Good News magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
The lights, the music, the nativity scenes, the bumper-to-bumper traffic, the sales. It must be Christmas time. You know, Christmas is supposed to be about the person of Jesus the Christ. Many churches will put up signs at this time of the year saying, "Let's put Christ back into Christmas." Yet many popular Christmas customs have nothing to do with the historical Jesus of Nazareth. Today we're joined in the studio here outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, with a regular here on Good News Radio minister and Good News magazine writer, Jerry Oss. Jerry, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Gary. It's really good to be with you.
We introduced the program with the question, have Christians forgotten Christ in Christmas? You know, we're at that time of year when Jesus Christ seems to be the center of all activity. But is Christmas really what Jesus of Nazareth is all about?
You know, Gary, like many Christians, I always thought that Christmas was the most important day of the year, and not keeping Christmas would be a sin. Now I've found that keeping Christmas is not based on the Bible at all. What a shocker this was to me to find this out. You know, what concerns me more than anything, Gary, is that at least 1 billion Christians on earth keep Christmas thinking that somehow this event is based on the life of Jesus.
You know, 1 billion people can't be wrong. Let me ask you this. When was it when you started to come to a realization that Christmas was not in the Bible? How old were you?
Oh, my. Must have been about 20, 21.
With a billion people, I mean, don't the overwhelming numbers of Christians who keep Christmas, I mean, doesn't that alone say, look, there's something wrong with this, or something right with this holiday that is really good for people?
Yeah, I tell you, they're both sides of the issue. Most Christians might think so. However, this just simply isn't true. If a Christian says he's a Christian, I have to ask the question, shouldn't he follow what Christ taught? What if you can't find Christmas in the Bible? What if Jesus and the 12 apostles never kept Christmas? And what if they never taught the early church to keep Christmas? Do great numbers make a teaching really biblical? Or is being a Christian actually following Christ?
Well, I see your point. True Christianity is based on the life and teachings of Jesus Christ, not necessarily what's popular. Yet I think most Christians honestly think that they get Christmas from the Bible. Can you show us where Christians get their ideas about Christmas?
Well, you know, that really depends on what church you're referring to. I'm not trying to be tricky here. Many churches, of course, refer to the birth of Christ as the beginning of Christmas. That's a given. They point to the nativity scene that you find, at least it's created in their minds, from the Gospel of Luke. They show the mother of Jesus, Mary, of course, the baby Jesus in a manger, and usually three wise men bearing gifts. And then you see, oftentimes, below this scene, the oft-repeated phrase, "and peace on earth, goodwill toward men." That's a good feeling when you see that. Now, although these are all true parts of the nativity scene, they've been appropriated by churches to show that Christmas is the birth of Christ. Now, Christ wasn't born anywhere near December 25th. Probably closer to the end of September or early October.
You know, there's a lot of biblical scholars of all denominations that admit that Christ's birth wasn't near the dead of winter. And you can see that, you know, in a lot of commentaries, a lot of biblical encyclopedias. They talk about and show how Joseph and Mary traveling to pay their taxes, or the fact that the shepherds were still in the pastures with their flocks at night, which cold winter nights, of course, prohibited that. They point out that if you look at when John the Baptist was born, and, of course, we know that Jesus was born so many months after that.
6 months.
Right. You add all that up, it just doesn't add up.
No, it doesn't.
Somewhere in the autumn. Actually, when he was born.
That's right.
So, okay, Christmas isn't biblical in that Christ wasn't born on the 25th, so what does it matter? I mean, what does it matter as long as we celebrate Jesus? Is that approach acceptable to Jesus? Well, don't go away, because we're going to talk about that. Just hold on. We'll be right back.
Do you know the real Christmas story? The Christmas season is fast approaching. Do you know the origin of modern Christmas customs and whether they have any connection to Christianity? Please call for our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy. You need to understand the real Christmas story and consider what God Himself thinks about this holiday. In our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days, you can discover the truth. For your free copy, call 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
Welcome back. We've been discussing whether Christians have somehow forgotten Christ in the celebration of Xmas, as it is called sometimes. You know, Jerry, you were talking about the different elements of the nativity scene. In fact, that December 25th isn't even in the Bible. There's even elements of the nativity scene you were talking about that aren't actually biblically exact.
I think I really miscued there. Like the three wise men, there's really no proof that there were three, of course. Is that what you're referring
right,
to?
Right, and not only that, they came to the house.
Yep.
They probably weren't even there at the birth scene. And
these
seem like minor things, but as you begin to build all this up, the whole Christmas ideal begins to come apart here. Let's go back a little bit. If the celebration of Christmas, you know, all these things don't add up.
Right.
It's not really biblical.
Sure.
Where did it come from?
You know, there's a lot out there if you really know where to look. I tried the old and the new Catholic Encyclopedia on the subject of Christmas. Very interesting reading, well researched. I was pleased to find that the Catholic Church openly admits that the early church never kept Christmas. They made a big point out of that. They also say that Jesus never instituted Christmas. He never kept it. He never taught it. And finally, they say very clearly that the apostles never kept Christmas. I thought that was very interesting research that they did and wrote it. It was very helpful to me.
But why then do most denominations, not only just the Catholic Church, but most denominations claim that Christians should actually observe Christmas?
Well, the Catholic Encyclopedia, if I can once again refer to that, goes on to say, the Catholic Church made it a main religious holiday of the year, and this is important because many of their new converts observed it. Now, that's important because I've seen this in many different texts. The new converts kept what was known then as the midwinter festival. And sometimes it would be the end of November and run all the way to January 6th. Just depends on, you know, the time and the place. It came from pagan religion of Mithraism, as they themselves say. Since the new converts, this is important, wouldn't give up their midwinter festival of partying, because that's precisely what they did, and they were very, very into this thing for over some 30 days, the church decided that it would be better to apply the name of Christ to it, that is, to Christianize it, so that they would not lose all of those new converts. I've seen this in both those Catholic encyclopedias.
Of course, Mithraism was the worship of the sun.
Correct.
And at that time period, you have a lot of different pagan religions all vying for people's hearts and minds and loyalties. You have emperor worship. You have the worship of the old gods of Saturn and Zeus.
That's
and
right.
So forth. So the early Catholic Church is faced with a serious conflict of interest here, though, because they're gaining new converts from paganism.
Yes.
The new converts hang tightly on to some of their beliefs, including the Midwestern Festival, which... Midwinter Festival, which, as you know, was drunken debauchery much of the time.
That's precisely what it was.
So now the church leaders begin to merge various religious ideas into a single holiday so that they can now keep these converts and bring them into Christianity.
That's right.
So okay. Let me ask you this. What does the word Christmas actually mean?
It's really simple. I remember years ago somebody asked me that question before I actually researched it and looked into it for myself. I didn't realize it was just a real simple explanation. They called it Christmas after the Mass of Christ or Christ Mass. Shorten it, take an S off, make the capital M to a small, and you get Christmas. On December 24th, they would give the Eucharist, the bread and the wine, to the new converts, and they thereby turned a pagan feast into a Christian one. I use that term so-called at the time. That's where Christmas came from, and most Christians don't know this. Or perhaps if some do, they simply don't care, because I've asked a few. Some, or perhaps many, don't care because they feel that it's a good time to honor Christ as Savior. So what in the world is the big deal? Well, the big deal is whether Christ is offended by Christmas. Christians need to ask themselves, does Christ accept paganism dressed up as Christianity as a form of worship of him? That's important. That question needs to be answered. In other words, is Christ in favor of it? Did he somehow miss it when he started out? And now, all of a sudden, because so many do it, that makes it right, might make it right, and that Christ would then sanctify it?
Well, you know, and when we look at all the many customs surrounding Christmas, we find that none of them are really biblically based.
Correct.
I mean, it's the wrong time of year. Mm-hmm. You have a nativity scene, which is incorrect. You have even the customs like the Yule log and the singing of carols and many of the other things that are just not correct. What I find interesting about Christmas today, of course, is it's so commercialized.
Oh, big time.
It's not about Christ. It's about sales, buying new things. And it's very interesting. It's not this time of year is not centered on giving gifts to Christ. You notice that?
That's right. And you know that Christmas was outlawed in the late 1700s. It wasn't until about 1836 that the first state in this country ever celebrated Christmas and sanctified it, as it were, and that was Alabama, 1836. And even up until four decades after, they were ostracizing people, getting them, removing them or going around, taking off whatever trappings they had on the doors. They send the army around and to take care of that because Christmas was pagan. They knew it. And then the commercialism started, and that's what gave it such an incredible, foundation.
When you say the army, you mean the local militia.
Yeah, the local militia. Sorry about that.
Federal government issue.
I don't think Abraham Lincoln went out there and told them all to go after him.
But it is interesting because with the commercialization of the whole thing, I guess the old Currier and Ives portrait we have of Christmas, I'm not sure that ever existed anyways, with the way it's become nothing more than a way to make money. And we really have to be legitimate and step back and say, is this pleasing to Jesus Christ? If we're supposed to be honoring him, is this pleasing him?
Key question.
Does celebrating Christmas make a difference to Christ? We want to talk about that right after this break.
Do you know the real Christmas story? The Christmas season is fast approaching. Do you know the origin of modern Christmas customs and whether they have any connection to Christianity? Please call for our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy. You need to understand the real Christmas story and consider what God Himself thinks about this holiday. In our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days, you can discover the truth. For your free copy, call 1-800-966-9232.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News Behind the Headlines.
Welcome back. So far in today's program, we've discovered that Jesus, his apostles, nor the early church ever kept Christmas. We've also found out that the Catholic Church supports the fact that Christmas wasn't kept by the early church. So where do we go from here? Does Christmas make any difference to Christ? And what should a growing Christian do in light of how he or she answers
them? Great questions. Great question. Let's address first whether Christmas makes any difference at all to Christ. I think that should be very important. Jesus Christ said to the religious types of his day, and you can find this in Matthew 16, "Hypocrites," I know that's strong, "hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'"
It's hard to imagine that we could actually worship God in a vain way.
Oh, it really is. That hurts so deeply, you know, when somebody, first time I heard that, I thought, person telling you that was just absolutely crazy. If you don't mind, I'd mention something about what Paul had to say in 1 Corinthians 10. This fits in with what Jesus said in Matthew 16. Now, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 10, "But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with demons. You cannot, and this is important, drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons." Saying, Paul said, you got to make up your mind whose side you're on. This is not playtime. This is not school ground stuff. This is the real thing. You cannot, he says, take part of or be a guest at the Lord's table and at the same time be at the table of demons. Do you dare, Paul says, to rouse the Lord's jealousy? As Israel did, of course, that's in the Old Testament. They tried him. They tested him. Do we in the New Testament church as Christians today think, assume we are stronger than he, God, is? That's vitally important. Paul really gets down to the nitty-gritty. So the so-called Christian doctrine of Christmas is clearly beyond a shadow of a doubt as substantiated by the old Catholic Encyclopedia. We're talking 1913 and the new one in 1967, both of them. Tell us that it is a commandment of men. And I'm saying here, based on the Bible, that it's rooted in paganism, which they themselves say. This is the very type of non-Christian type of thing both Jesus and Paul warned against and warned their followers not to do.
I mean, those are very powerful words, but at the same time, once again, we're back to being honest with ourselves.
Yep.
If we want to follow Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ says there's certain things he won't accept. If the Apostle Paul says you cannot mingle paganism and with the worship of God, and that's exactly what this is. And, you know, that's not – no one argues the pagan origins of Christmas.
That's a true saying.
I mean, the newspaper every year and where I live has a big article on the – every year the pagan origins of Christmas. This isn't hidden from history.
That's right.
Now, okay, so you're a Christian. And you really begin to look at this information. You say, look, I shouldn't keep Christmas. Now, it's going to be difficult because your family keeps it. Other people keep it. Friends and fellow employees keep Christmas. What would you tell a person who really began to be convicted by this? How would they handle that?
Wow, that is a giant question. You know, it'd be very difficult for someone to stop keeping what I would consider to be the most important religious holiday of the year, and what the Bible and what the Catholic Encyclopedia says is a non-Christian holiday. We know it as Christmas. It'd be difficult to just stop cold turkey. But isn't that what Jesus said when he told his disciples that if you follow what I tell you to do, the world would be against you? Those who love to keep Christmas will look at you as strange, and they might see you as very strange. And you, from your point of view, or me, from my point of view, might think, well, you know, they don't like me very much. I guess that is kind of like a form of persecution. Christ said that if you really follow me, you're going to suffer some kinds of persecution. So that's difficult. Nowhere in any of the Gospels do we find Jesus saying that following him and his teachings would be easy, like keeping Christmas, but instead it would be difficult. That's what it means to be a true Christian, not a Christian who forgets or ignores Christ. But it is very, very difficult to stop keeping Christ. I know I did it. My whole family was really opposed to me for doing it, and I understand why.
Okay, so what steps would you tell someone to take in just dealing with their family, dealing with their friends so that they can obey God, but at the same time they're not destroying their families?
You know, Paul said that things may be lawful, but they're not expedient at times, and yet it's lawful. I may know the truth about it, but it may not be expedient for me to say something. I may know the truth, but it may not, you know, may not be the exact right time to do it. I would take it a step at a time. I would not begin by getting my soapbox out and preach from it, telling everyone about Christmas. Just look at the example the Apostle Paul said that he was all things to all men, for example, so that he might be, and this is important, a good example to a few, and those few might turn to God. Avoiding the traps and trappings of Christmas, of course, is a very good start. Additionally, you might not, for example, attend the Christmas party at work. I know someone's antenna. They're going to go up and be whistling around here and say, oh my, how could I not do that? And additionally, beyond that, beyond work, if you mention to your family that you won't be attending Christmas dinner, they're certainly going to ask you why. So I would say be very patient and be circumspect. You might offer, for example, that you're rethinking the Christmas season, and you mentioned this earlier, Gary, because it's way too commercial. And you're going to then have a bridge with them. They're going to say, yeah, I can identify with that. Now, if they press the issue, you've got a different situation going here. You will need to say in some way, in your own way, that you no longer plan on observing Christmas, and then say in a nice way, because Christ in the early church did not. And these steps help a Christian to begin remembering and not ignoring Christ anymore, actually looking at the Bible, finding out if what Gary Petty or Jerry Ost say, if those things are valid. Look into the Bible, find out if it's true.
We know we're just about out of time. Appreciate you being here with us again. Thanks for being here, and we'll have to have you back.
Okay, thanks, Gary.
For almost 2,000 years, Christianity has been, in very many ways, moving away from the original teachings of Jesus Christ. So it will take a few more years to unlearn those ways and learn the right ways of what Christ expects of those who follow him. To get your booklet, Holy Days or Holidays, Does It Matter Which Days We Keep?, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-966-9232. Not only will you discover the non-Christian origins of holidays like Christmas and Easter, but you will find out that there are biblical holy days Jesus and the early church observed. If you want to follow what Jesus did, then you need to call for your free copy of Holy Days or Holidays, Does It Matter Which Days We Keep? Call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232. If you would like to email us here on Good News Radio, the address is gnradio@ucg.org. Sometimes we read the email, both good comments and bad comments, right here on the program. Have you forgotten the true Christ? There is a big difference between grasping what Christ wants for you to do and simply going on the way you have always lived. The choice is up to you. Join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about you and your future. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
Do you know the real Christmas story? The Christmas season is fast approaching. Do you know the origin of modern Christmas customs and whether they have any connection to Christianity? Please call for our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy. You need to understand the real Christmas story and consider what God Himself thinks about this holiday. In our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days, you can discover the truth. For your free copy, call 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.